For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is in Canada for a short appearance at a summit of industrialized nations, most of which the president accuses of ripping off the U.S. in trade, including Canada. He met directly with the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
Our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
The president was in a joking mood.
Justin has agreed to cut all tariffs and all trade barriers between Canada and the United States, so I'm very happy about that.
I'd say NAFTA's in good shape.
But we are actually working on it.
The president next heads for Singapore to meet with Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There are now additional criminal charges against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Also, a Russian associate who are both accused of obstructing justice. This is a superseding indictment accusing Manafort and one of his business associates of tampering with witnesses. Manafort faced a second indictment in February in the Eastern District of Virginia. That document accused him of lying to banks about his income in order to get more than $20 million in loans. The pro basketball season has ended with the Golden State Warriors on top. Mike Green calling the win for ABC Sports.
There's the buzzer. There's a new dynasty in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors champions once again. Back-to-back titles. 3 in 4 years. And the latest for the sweep.
Final score, Golden State Warriors 108 and Cleveland Cavaliers 85. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sad news from a conservative journalist saying he only has a few weeks to live. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Columnist and longtime Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer saying that he's in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. The 68-year-old Pulitzer Prize winner has been missing from Fox News' special report for nearly a year now as he's been battling an abdominal tumor and subsequent complications. Krauthammer graduated from Harvard Medical School in 1975 from his hospital bed after he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new warning about one of the latest phone scams involving imposters who are claiming to be U.S. Marshals, court officers, or other law enforcement officials. With more, here's John Clemens.
Michelle Coghill of the U.S. Marshals Service tells us the scammers use tactics to make them sound credible, claiming you owe a fine for failing to report for jury duty or some other offense.
They tell the victims that they can avoid being arrested by purchasing a prepaid debit card, and then they'll say, hey, once you do that, if you read the card over the phone, it'll satisfy the fine.
Could this ever happen?
U.S. Marshals will never ask for credit, debit card, gift card numbers, wire transfers, or bank routing numbers for any purpose.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.